From Epic Deer Studios, you're listening to The Ice Queens. And now your hosts, two women who know all the tonneau moves, Liz and Tori.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Ice Queens. Today we're going to be talking about the Grand Prix Final shown 12-23-07 on ESPN from Torino, Italy, which was the site of the 2006 Olympics. I'm your host, one of your hosts, Liz Tudor, and I'm here with my friend Tori Vanover.
Hi.
Before we start our usual commentary, I'd like to back up a little bit and explain to all of our listeners what the Grand Prix actually is, for those who may not know and are just listening to this podcast for the sheer entertainment value. I realize we have some non-professional figure skating fans out there, so I'm going to provide a little education. So the Grand Prix is a series of skating events. It's basically like a cross between the Amazing Race, without the amazing or the race part, and the All-Star Game, except that it's without the sport's best players, and it features music from Romeo and Juliet, Carmen, and Swan Lake to whip the audience into a frenzy. The competition is performed in countries around the world, such as the U.S., Canada, China, Japan, France, and Russia, several of which you have heard on this podcast, which I know you've all enjoyed. And the best skaters in each event are eligible to skate in the Grand Prix Final, which we're about to discuss here. So, the Grand Prix Final, once again, apparently this big event was not exciting enough for ESPN to actually bring in a professional commentary. So we had Tracy Wilson, whose Canadian accent was bugging the crap out of me the whole time, Susie Wynn, Paul Wiley, and our good friend Peter Carruthers. So Tori, let's start off with Carolyn Zhang, the woman, 14-year-old from the U.S. What do you think about her
girl
programs? Yes. Yes, excuse me. Thank you. The girl from the U.S. at the tender age of 14.
Right. Have you actually seen her skate before?
I believe I saw her one time, but I don't know where. So, yeah, it's a nice surprise, a very nice surprise.
Yes, I thought she skated well. After the short program, she was in second place, and she ended up getting fourth overall, but she did well in both of her programs. In the short program, she hit all of her jumps, and she's doing a triple-triple combination, which I really like.
Yes.
You know, she should be pushing it. She's trying to put as much difficulty into the program as she can. Then, of course, she also has a spin that she created herself called the Pearl, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, the Pearl is cool. It's hard to describe on over the airwaves, but how would you describe it? It's basically like she's.
It's like a Billman, kind of horizontal or on the side. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like laying back.
It's from a layback.
Yeah, and then she's horizontal, grabbing her foot, and then she kind of pulls it up into a Billman with her leg over her head. It's very cool, very innovative.
It is. I wonder if anyone else will be doing it. You got to be pretty flexible to be able to do it.
Yeah, well, when you're 14, you know.
Right.
You haven't really piled on the back bacon yet, so it's a lot easier to bend over.
In the long program, you know, she's skating to Ave Maria, and so I like that. I thought the music and her outfit were appropriate.
Yes.
You know, and age appropriate. She has had good choreography. She did fall on the Lutz, but that was the only mistake that she made. Both programs were very good. The only complaint, it seems like she's putting a lot of effort into her jump. She really has a high free leg mm-hmm. on the jump part.
Right.
She really has to kick it high to get into her jumps. And, you know, she's a little slow. Her jumps are not very high. You know, she barely clears a credit card. But the rest of her skating is, it's a lot of good quality, you know, with the spiral, the Pearl, the spins, and she's only going to get stronger and faster, so I think she has a great potential.
Yeah, Tracy Wilson actually said she was a little bit like Sasha Cohen, which, we'll see. But yeah, she has some of the same flexibility and stuff.
Right. Hopefully she won't be like Sasha and choke in the long programs every competition.
Exactly. If she can put two clean programs together, then we hopefully won't have that Sasha comparison in that way.
Right. But for her first season as a senior, mm-hmm. she did great.
Yeah, I think so too. I liked Ave Maria. I know it's a little overdone, but I love it, so I gave her credit for that. And I think her spiral sequence is a little bit boring. She could probably punch that up a little bit because she's got the flexibility. But
right.
But yeah, she is definitely one to watch. She's very hopeful for the a medal in Vancouver, so that's nice to see.
Yeah, and I think that she has a lot of personality. When they did the interview with her, I mean, she definitely is a kid
Yeah,
when
exactly.
Peter was talking to her, but she's enthusiastic and she's having a good time out there, and yeah, she's going to be someone to watch.
Yeah, Peter told her she received the highest score for an American in the short program so far this season. She got all excited, but I'm like, well, that's not saying too much seeing how Kimi and Alyssa Cisney have been skating.
Right.
So,
Yeah, it's been a tough year for the American skaters.
yeah. All right, let's talk about Carolina Kostner from Italy. Oh, brother. I think we
I'm
talked
getting
about her in the
tired of
last
her.
one. Oh, I was tired of her last time we talked about her. So she's skating in the short program of Riders on the Storm. It's the
Which
boring, the
sucked.
worst version ever. Jim Morrison would be rolling over in his grave if he heard that. But
Right.
yeah, she apparently has the Sasha syndrome too, where she skates good in the short program usually, but can't hold it together for the long.
No, yeah. So in the short program, she did fairly well. She singled the axel, but she had a nice triple combination. She's a fast skater. She has a lot of spring in her jumps, and she has the, good choreography, difficult footwork. My one complaint is it seems like she has a long lead into the jumps.
Yeah.
She takes a has a long setup before she actually does the jump. So that kind of bugs me.
Yeah. Well, I was, Tracy was going crazy at the end of her program, calling it delightful. And I was like, are we watching the same program? It's just boring as hell.
Yeah, it was boring me.
But, I did notice that her coach didn't look like a construction worker this time. I think he must have listened to the podcast and got a new suit or something because he cleaned
Right.
it up.
Well, and I'm wondering if she listened to the podcast too, because I noticed that in the long program, she ditched the headband. So she either took our suggestion or Jennifer Bills called and asked for her headband back.
Dude, we're international. No question she's listened to the podcast. Come on. Yeah, well,
She had a
that's.
relatively clean long program too. She popped a jump and she was a little shaky on the spiral, but for her, it was a good long program because usually she does choke and fall in the long program.
Yeah. There's just
And I
something.
thought she skated better than at the NHK Trophy.
She did, but there's still something that just bugs me about her skating. I think it's that she's just
Yeah.
not very fluid. She's stiff and gangly. Her jumps are low. I'm just bored.
She's bored.
All right, let's talk about Kimi because we had kind of the yin and the yang here. She had a good short and oh God, the long program. We don't even know what to say about that.
The long program was a complete disaster.
Ugh,
She was
horrible.
awful. She fell
Horrible.
on three jumps. And on one of them, she was just sitting on the ice.
Yeah, that seems to be an epidemic that's going on out there. Ooh, it was just like watching Meltdown in action. Just slow motion Meltdown City out there.
It was bad. And then, I like the long program music. It's to Puccini. I like it a lot, but she's ruining it for me.
Oh, I know. Well, and in the short program, she skated to A Feeling Begins by Peter Gabriel. And as she was beginning her program, I started to get the feeling that it was going to suck.
Exactly. It was totally flat and uninspired.
Oh, God, what is up with that girl? She has got to get it together.
Yeah,
So.
and well, before she started, they had mentioned that she's had problems this season with being downgraded on the jumps and receiving wrong entry deductions. Well, the short program was no different.
No. Yeah, so she's getting jumps, or she's getting deductions on her entrances, and Paul said she was under rotating too.
Right.
And I loved how Paul was trying out his comedy chops, and he was saying something like, the judges have been, as Frosty the Snowman's magician says, picky, picky, picky. That was enough comedy for the entire show, I think.
Oh yeah. So she had a clean program and she was really pleased with herself at the end until her scores came up. And when they were interviewing her, she was just puzzled. She was being defensive and could not understand why her scores were so low. And it was because the jumps were under rotated and she had the wrong entry, she got the wrong entry edge just deduction on that. So she needs to, I don't know what she needs to do, but she needs to start working on the jumps, do something.
Yeah, she's talking to Peter and she's just acting like she's totally mystified that she's getting these scores. And I'm like, do you not understand the new scoring system? Does Paul need to explain it to you or something?
It's like, haven't you
Because.
been skating under it for the last 3 seasons?
Exactly. And I love in the interview, she's like, oh yeah, I've been doing really well this season. I'm like, are you
When was
stumped?
that?
Yeah.
Was that a competition that wasn't televised?
I'm like, it was out on the backyard pond, apparently. Oh,
Right.
God, just
And
terrible.
then the other thing that bugs me, she's like regressing. Why is she doing a triple double combination in the short program and not a triple triple?
Oh, I know. I know. She's got to step it up. The Japanese are doing triple axels out there, too. What happened to her triple axel?
I don't know. She's not even trying them. So, I mean, I think that she has the talent. She needs to do something. She needs to take a hard look and figure out what she wants to do or if she's really still serious about it, because it kind of comes across as, she's not.
Yeah. All right, so Mao Asada of Japan. I
Well, I
was.
guess we should say that Kimi got last place in
Oh,
the
yes, Kimi
competition.
got last place.
And it was
I
bad.
hope that doesn't give it away, people, but yeah, she got last place. The meltdown in the long program pretty much sealed the deal for her. Yeah, so Mao Asada of Japan. I was laughing so hard because, again, they're talking about how she keeps getting followed by the paparazzi and she trains in California to get away from them. Like, there's no paparazzi in Southern California? What? Well, I guess, oh, I guess,
Well,
our
she's not a star
paparazzi, yeah,
then.
our paparazzi doesn't give a rip about a Japanese figure skater. Unless maybe
Exactly.
she shaves her head or gets a DUI or something.
Right.
All right, so the short program outfit was bugging the crap out of me. She
Oh, it was terrible.
She's wearing a white choker piece of cloth. Okay,
It was some
maybe.
bird design.
Well, yeah, I was thinking Kimmy Meisner should have been wearing the choker.
It was awful. Was that a new outfit? Because I don't remember it being so ugly in the last one, or I wasn't paying attention the
Oh,
last
no, it's
time
the
she
same
skated.
outfit. It's the
It's
same outfit.
awful.
Yeah, the more you see it, the uglier it gets, though.
So, yeah, in her short program, she, had a touchdown on her combination jump, and then she completely left out the triple Lutz.
Yeah.
And
Every
I'm thinking, after her crying episode in Paris, when she's in first place, but she was crying, and then that, is this girl a head case or what?
I know, I'm a little worried what she's going to do. She's crying when she's in first place, and now she missed an entire triple Lutz completely. It's going to be total meltdown city. But obviously, like Carolina Costner, she must have listened to the podcast and she took it into the locker room.
That right. Because she was in last place after the short, but then in the long program she skated really good and ended up getting second place. And she did the triple axel in the long program. It was beautiful. And then she had two triple triple combinations.
Yeah. Yeah, she was good in the long. She pulled it out.
Right. She's, she has great flow and she's light on the ice. Her programs are complex and she has good jumps. The only thing I don't like, she's a big time arm flailer.
Oh, yeah.
So that, starts bugging me after a while. But and then I also thought in the short program that she didn't show very much emotion during the performance. So I thought, well, maybe she's really concentrating hard and wants to hit all of the, technical stuff. But then when the program was over, she started bawling. She's a head case.
She's a big time crier. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, and I think she needs to work on her spins too. I mean, the
Yeah.
last one was just terrible.
And
Ugh.
then, Peter, please, for the love of God, don't interview her.
I
She
know.
does not understand. It was hilarious. He, asked her what she thought the difference was between the short and the long program and why the long was so good. And basically, she said, "I skated bad and was sad. Today, I skated good and am happy."
Keep it nice and simple, doesn't she?
I'm like, would that be your answer to any question that was asked? Because I don't think that's telling us why it was different.
Peter's like, "Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that insightful response."
She's
Oh,
in
God.
California. Her English should start getting better,
Yeah,
though.
no kidding. Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, I think Peter needs to listen to the Ice Queens podcast too and decide who he needs to interview based on what we tell him.
Yeah.
Okay, so Yuna Kim of Korea.
And she won last year, won the Grand Prix last year, and she won again this year. She is a good, complete skater. She had very few mistakes, and she had one mistake in the short program. I think she had put her hand down, singled the loop on the combination, but she has good speed, and she does have a lot of height on her jumps.
Yeah, as I'm watching the well, she's another one who's stealing Sasha's spin where she has her foot over her
Right.
head, but hey, whatever. But what I noticed when I was watching her short program is that there's nobody in the stands. Apparently, the Italians are as bored with figure skating as the French are, because nobody bothered to show up for these performances.
They're for none of the performances. And it's like, what? This is, you know, the Olympic arena. Why are people not here? You actually have a skater, Carolina's, in the women's competition. Nobody's there watching.
And then in the long program, her outfit had way too much junk on it. It looked dirty. Not as dirty as the guy from the piano, his dirty shirt guy. But it still had a lot of room for improvement.
And her, yeah, I don't like that. It looks cheap.
Yeah, it does. And the long program music was bugging me. It sounded like a cross between music from the Muppet movie and the theme from The Last Emperor. That's not a good combination.
It makes me not ever want to go see Miss Saigon.
Exactly. Yeah, and
not that good.
Yeah, she needs to steady up her spirals. And also, well, she wins the program, right? But, like, did you notice that Brian Orser was wearing some sort of red blood pressure cuff thing on his arm in the kiss and cry area?
I didn't.
Oh, I don't. It actually looked a little World War
Was it
II,
maybe for Korea or something?
I don't know if it was a press pass.
I missed that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. All right, so let's move on to the dance competition. There was girl power in the commentating booth for this one, with Susie and Tracy doing the commentary, because, as we know, they're both former ice dancers. So first off was Belvin Augusto of the U.S.,
Well, first I wanted to say that, you know, the Ice Queens really thank the North American ice dancers for their understated, clean, elegant outfits.
Yes.
We really appreciate your good taste.
Yes. Go North America.
Yes. So Belvin and Augusto, well, apparently they got the highest original dance score this season, and they showed that performance. And it was like country, so I didn't like that. Uh-huh. And they've changed their music and their costume for the original dance, because apparently the judges weren't getting the mountain music. What's mountain music?
Is that MOUNTIN?
I don't know. I'm like, what's
Or is it like knowledge moves mountains?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm like, so it's mountain music and now it's country. What's the difference? And well, then they also were these, I can't remember, one of the ladies said, oh, they're playing to their roots. And I'm like, what? Aren't they from big cities? And isn't she Canadian?
And aren't they in Italy? There's a lot of cowboys running around Italy, I've heard. Yeah.
There was one thing that disturbed me during the program. He was wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And apparently this year they've made it that you can wear props in the original dance, so they could wear cowboy hats since it's country. And I'm thinking, is that not just asking for trouble? Don't we already have enough problems with the crappy costumes and ice dancing that now you're going to be letting them wear hats?
I know.
That's wrong.
That's one thing. I'm like, oh, well, thank God they're allowing props, because I was actually thinking people might mistake ice dancing for a sport. So I'm glad they nipped that in the bud. Yeah.
It's like, on gloves, hats, what's next?
Batons. Yeah, next thing you know, they'll bring a chair out there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
so
yeah.
So they end up getting second, so that upset me, because you know who won. No, I don't like them. But their free skate, I like it a lot. They're skating to Chopin this year, and it's a departure from their usual stuff. You know, it's classical, serious music. They had good speed and flow, and I think that their choreography is difficult. Mm-hmm. And I like the program just a lot more than the one that they used last season. I think it's a program that can win.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, they're fun to watch and everything. Right. Although Edward was watching the short program with me, the original dance, the cowboy outfit, and he asked if she was supposed to be an Old West prostitute. And I'm like, I don't think that's the look she's going for.
Yeah.
She had this low-cut
well,
red outfit on.
Costume.
Yeah, oh, God.
Well, I
yeah.
think her mom makes her costumes for.
Oh, boy. Well, well, she is Canadian, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And then the other thing I guess that bugged me, her hair is bugging me.
Oh, God. Could her roots be any darker?
Right. I'm like, that is bad hair color. I mean, I think she's getting deducted. showing up in the score.
It's like two-tone,
and
man.
It's just hanging in her face.
I know, I know.
She needs to do something with it before the world comes around.
Well, you know, she's dating Evan Lysacek, so she's got that, you know, I'm in love and I'm all free and blah blah thing going.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but
either bleach it out or dye it.
Yeah.
But let's not have. I mean, it's worse than Heather Locklear on Melrose Place's Ruth.
Yeah, and her outfit was just about as slutty, too.
The outfits for the long program were good.
Yeah, well, except for they were a little Johnny Cash. They were completely black, but
well,
that's,
yeah.
Fine. That's fine.
That is
whatever.
True.
But, yeah, it was better. And did you notice that What's-His-Toes, Augusto, got a haircut, too? His hair wasn't
oh,
so
yeah.
crazy, so I appreciated that.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. We appreciate
Thanks for
you.
The good grooming and for the decent outfits.
Now, let's move on to the Canadians. I didn't have a whole lot to say about them because they're just so great, and we talked about them last time too. But
right.
Virtue and I don't know how to say his last name. I think it's Moyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the youngest competitors, but they're just so smooth and light on the ice and great to watch. And it makes
right.
up having
got...
to watch the Russians and the French.
Yes. Yeah, so they got fourth. Which, you know, I think they were gypped.
Mm-hmm.
But they are. They're so fluid. They're sophisticated. They got good choreography. There's a good connection between them. And, you know, they're just only going to get better. So,
yeah.
They also train with Belbin and Augusto.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah, that's what they had said in the commentary. So, yeah, I just like this pair so much.
Yeah, they'll be fun to watch over the next few years up until the
Yeah,
Olympics.
It makes watching ice dancing bearable.
Yes. And then, okay, so speaking of bearable, we'll go to the unbearable, which is Domnina and Shabalin of Russia. Okay, I call these people...
Let the costume party begin.
I'm calling them Dominatrix and M. Night Shyamalan because they are nuts. Their outfit looks like the Emperor's new clothes.
Red velvet suit, that is never a good idea. Awful.
And then
what's up with her, speaking of bad hair, what is up with her hair? It's the same color as her skin.
Yeah, I think there
white.
Should be some contrast there.
And they're like, oh, this, the whatever, they're skating to the masquerade waltz, and it's supposed to be about a tormented relationship. And I'm thinking, this music is tormenting me, and they're boring the crap out of me.
Oh, my God. And then, of course, they win the competition.
Yeah, they were in third place going into the free skate, and they won. And I'm like, this sucks. And they also got the highest score this season.
Oh, great. That's an accomplishment.
It was boring. Yeah, maybe it's technically difficult, but, you know, Count Chocula and the Virgin, they gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, tricks are for kids.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I don't even want to talk about them. Let's move on to Delabelle and Schoenfelder from France. Ever since you talked about the dirty shirt, I've nicknamed him Pigpen. Because that's okay, so not only does he have the dirty shirt, but he's got stubble to complete the look. I mean, that's a full-on 100% costume effort out there.
Yeah. No, I don't like this program.
No.
The sign language bugs me, and it's boring. The music's, you know, kind of depressing. It's boring. The commentator's like, oh, they have beautiful edge quality and pure skating, and they're subtle and good flow. And I'm like, yeah, that might be true, but it's uninspiring, and I can barely keep my eyes open.
Yeah. And I'm like, she's really flexible, which is cool, but, you know, she needs to be careful not to get any of that dirt on her outfit. She's skating a little too close to him there.
So they got third, and I'm like, that's a travesty, okay? Mm. The Canadian pair should be placing ahead of them.
Yeah, she tripped out there, and Tracy's like, oh, good cover. And I'm like, well, it wasn't really a good cover if all of us saw it. Yeah.
So my guess, you know, they've been around for a long time. I think they've skated together for, what'd they say, 17 years or something?
Yeah.
So, maybe the judges are paying their dues now, and they're just, you know, letting them, they want them to move on, get out.
Oh, yeah, because in case anybody who isn't familiar with figure skating needs to know, it's actually rigged.
Especially ice dancing. You have to move up. When people retire, then you can move up and in your places.
Exactly. That's a little newsflash for all of our non-professional figure skating fans out there. All right. So
and I also noticed that they did not televise, you know, the most interesting pairs, which were the other French pair that skate to Oregon donor.
Yes.
And then, of course, our friends from Witch Mountain. Oh, Clova and Novitski.
Yeah, they must still be on vacation up there.
Yeah, maybe Grandpa and the kids haven't dropped him off yet.
RV broke down or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
I couldn't quite make it. All right, so let's move on to the men. So Peter was doing some commentary rinkside, which was very exciting for all of us. He was talking to Evan about how Evan has to stay on time to his music, and then they're trying to really pump up this whole Evan Johnny Weir rivalry, which I don't even buy into because I don't think
No, it's so manufactured.
I don't think either one of them gives a crap about the other one anyway.
No.
It's like, Evan Lysacek's he's dating Tanith Belbin. What more does he even care about? Come on.
Right, and Johnny doesn't have a boyfriend right now, so.
Yeah, well, because he's focusing on his skating. Well, and it actually is paying off. At least it did pay off until this competition, unfortunately.
Right, he got fourth. He was fourth after the short, and he ended up fourth in the competition. He had a couple of mistakes. He doubled a loop, and he also fell on a triple flip. So it wasn't his best performance. But, even with the mistakes, I thought it was an improvement from last year because in the past, if he had made a mistake, he completely falls apart and makes more mistakes. So this time, he had his fall on the triple flip, and that wasn't towards the beginning of the program. The rest of the program, he was clean.
And they said he was injured too, but of course, he doesn't want to talk about his injuries. He's got bursitis or something. But he doesn't want to
Some.
talk about his injuries because he doesn't want to be seen as making excuses. That's a whole 180 from last year too.
Right. Yeah, usually he's a drama queen out there
Exactly.
and
Yeah, so.
I also noticed that it looked like he forgot to put some of his makeup on, so he was looking a little washed out in the kiss and cry area.
Yeah, looking a little peaked, but he vamped it up in Russia, so he had to tone it down for the Italians, apparently. So let's talk about Evan. So we only saw the long program for the men. That's all that they showed. But he skated to Tosca, which I think must have been Frank Carroll's choice as coach because it's completely overdone.
Right. Well, I like the music from Tosca, although it does remind me of Irina Slutskaya.
Oh yeah.
But I thought he skated well. We didn't review any of his competitions that he was in this year, besides this one right now. He did the quad, so I thought that, and it was a beautiful quad combo.
We did a quad.
So
Try
I
to quad.
like, yeah. So I like that he did that. He's actually putting it in his program, so he has it. And down pat by the time the nationals and the worlds come along. Whereas Johnny is practicing the quad, but he's not putting it into his program yet because he said he doesn't want to do it until he is sure he's going to land it. So I think, Evan's looking ahead and, getting more experience with it. So I like that. Of course, he has good spins. He's fast. He's very dramatic on the ice. He only had one mistake in the program. I think he fell on something. Oh, yeah, he did. He fell on the sow cow. So he had one mistake, but it was an intense performance. And his footwork always, at the end is he just brings it home.
Oh yeah, he's all dramatic. He's got his arms
Yes.
going crazy out there.
He's an arm flailer.
Well, 'cause he's one of those that's super tall for a skater, and so he just looks
Yes.
really like everything he does looks really exaggerated out there, I think.
Right.
His jump seemed a little bit out of control after he did the opening quad triple because
Right.
he sprawled out a little bit on the sow cow and stuff, but he seemed to get it under control at the end. You know,
Yeah, so I thought it was a good performance for him.
these skaters just get too excited out there,
Right.
You
So
gotta
he ended
rein it
up
in.
third. That's promising. I thought he skated good. It was a good performance. And yeah, he's always almost out of control when he's skating.
Well, he's got a lot of excitement with Frank Carroll as his coach and, Tanith as his
Or, the big
girlfriend.
rivalry with Johnny.
Yeah, that big rival with Johnny's just, that really pumps him up out there, and he's just got so much adrenaline going.
What a crock.
I know that you and I have a special place in our hearts for Frank Carroll, Evan's coach, but did you know that he looked like he was wearing a velvet blazer in the Kiss and Cry? Now, dude,
Yes.
okay. You already got some issues. You gotta tone it down. Oh boy.
Hey, he's getting older. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, that's true. It's kind of like Dick now, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about Stefan Lambiel before from Switzerland, and we were hoping that he would get it together for this performance. And I thought he did show that he improved, definitely.
He did. So he was second after the short program, and he ended up winning this. He has his triple axel back, so that's good. although he did step out of it. And he had a hand down on his quad jump. But besides those small mistakes, the program was clean. He's an excellent spinner. I love the last spin that he does. I call it a headless spin, but they call it what, a broken neck spin. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, I don't know how he does that without falling down.
Well,
It's
it's amazing when
unbelievable.
he does his spins because they get faster as he's going. And he has unique positions. And then his footwork is great. It's fast. His programs are difficult. He's just an all-around good skater. And he seems like a nice guy.
Although, we gave him props for his English last time, but he had some rough interviews this time. He said he told Peter that the excitement of the 2006 Olympics made him, quote, jump like never.
Oops.
what does
Well,
that mean?
I think he knows like five languages, so I'm gonna say it's okay.
Oh, maybe he got some mixed up. Maybe he mixed it up with Swahili or something.
Yeah, I think he knows like five languages, so that's easy to get mixed up.
And he said, oh yeah, at the end he does the flamenco and he says, I fighted for it in the spirit of the flamenco. Oh God, whatever. But yeah, I like to watch him. He does seem like a good guy, and he has toned down his outfits a little bit from the giraffe tie-dye crap he was wearing a couple seasons ago.
I think he's going to be, tough at Worlds, especially with the triple axel back. This one, he did the triple axel wasn't that good, but he lands that and he's got the quad and the spins and he's good speed. He has a good chance to win.
Okay, well, let's revisit our good friend Takahashi from Japan. Oh God, so we had to go back. We talked about this before, the crappy purple velour outfit with gloves.
And I think it hurt him because, he was in first after the short program, and then I believe that he got deductions on his crappy gloves, purple boot covers, purple velvet outfit, and cape.
No, obviously another person who needs to listen to the podcast and get a
Right, and
stylist.
not to mention he's using Romeo and Juliet, which is never good.
No, it's totally overdone, and he has not cut his hair. And I was just so dismayed because with Takahashi and his gloves, we had a 50% glove ratio in the men's competition. Something's got to be done.
It's only going to be worse at Worlds
Oh, I know.
because there'll be Russian skater. Oh, the French skater, what's his name? Albon.
Yes, I know.
It's going to be too much.
Well, I agreed with Tracy in this long program performance. She said he was emotionally detached, and I was like, yeah, that's what it looked like out there when you're watching it.
Right. I didn't think it was as intense as the last performance that we'd saw.
No.
He skated all right. He landed his quad, he doubled the sow cow, and he has good footwork, and it was, relatively clean program, but it was not very inspired.
No.
So he ended up second.
Yeah. So to finish up the podcast, we should talk about the pairs. They only showed one program, the long program of the people that won, which was Sevchenko and Slokowy from Germany.
Right. So, it's pretty bad when ice dancing is getting more airtime. I mean, the pairs are now so boring that they only show the winner and then small clips of the other medalists.
Paul called the program methodical, which we can tell is code for boring. I
Right.
mean,
Well, I believe last time I told you that I could barely take it. That Cirque du Soleil music sucks.
Well, yeah, and they said it was choreographed by Ingo Stoyer. Isn't he the guy who, with his partner, like she biffed it and slammed her chin into the ice on one of the
Yeah,
videos?
yeah, yeah. That's
Ugh,
exactly who it is.
that was awful. But they did have a really high triple flip throw jump, which was pretty cool to see.
Yes, no, they have nice, they have a lot of technical difficulty in their program and they're good skaters. I just don't like this program.
No.
It's a downer.
Well, and they had horrible unison in their spins. It was just terrible. And they were the winners. I
Yes.
was stunned. Guess we didn't get to see the carnage that was the rest of the programs.
Well, yeah, that makes me think that the two Chinese pair that got second and third, they must have had some mistakes.
Right.
And
Paying
then,
attention.
unfortunately, the U.S. pair withdrew from this competition, Brubaker, McLaughlin and Brubaker, because he injured or he had a virus or something like that. So that was, too bad that they weren't able to make it there, because hopefully they would have shown them on TV. But yeah, pairs are in trouble, I think.
We need some superstars like Ty and Randy or, at the very least some sort of crazy rock stars out there. Like remember when we had Rocky Marvel and what's her face?
Carver
Oh
Urbanski.
yeah, the waitress and the truck driver. They need another story like that out there.
Right.
God. All right. Well, let's wrap up the podcast for now. Thank you for listening again. And we want to remind you that we would love to hear from you. You can leave your comments and subscribe to the show on iTunes and also at Podcast Alley. You can also leave comments in our blog at theicequeens.com, or you can send us an email at theicequeens, all one word, at epicdeer.com. That's EPICDEER.com. All right, Tori. Well, it's been another good show. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
The Ice Queens is a production of Epic Deer Studios. If it's epic, it must be Epic Deer.